From NPR News in Washington, I'm John Stempen. The new year has arrived on the West Coast, bringing 2010 to all of the continental United States. The new year has yet to arrive in Alaska, Hawaii, and American Samoa. President Obama, vacationing in Hawaii with his family, issued a New Year's greeting to Americans that was posted to the White House website. He hopes for brighter days ahead for all Americans. In its New Year's message, North Korea is calling for an end to hostile relations with the United States. NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
North Korea reaffirmed its commitment to a nuclear-free Korean peninsula in its message, indicating it could end its year-long boycott of disarmament talks. The annual New Year's message was printed as an editorial in the country's three major newspapers. Analysts say the hints of rapprochement could constitute a response to a personal letter written by President Obama to North Korea's leader Kim Jong-il, which was delivered to Pyongyang in December by an American envoy. But analysts also caution that North Korea has made many such statements in the past. In Washington, a State Department official said Pyongyang should demonstrate its good faith by returning to six-party talks on disarmament. In terms of domestic priorities, the New Year's statement emphasized rebuilding North Korea's economy and creating a strong and prosperous nation. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Intelligence officials in Pakistan confirm an American drone missile attack in the northern Waziristan region. It was the second attack there in 12 hours. At least three men in a car died in the attack. It followed a similar attack in the same region that killed two other suspected militants earlier in the day. The year of 2009 closed with generally positive news on the economy. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
The Labor Department says initial claims for unemployment benefits fell by 22,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 432,000, lowest level since last July. Wall Street economists had expected claims to rise. Some cautioned the figures may have been affected by the holidays, but the four-week moving average of claims, designed to smooth out week-to-week fluctuations, also fell for a 17th straight week. And continuing claims, the total number of people getting benefits, fell 57,000 to just under 5 million, lowest since early February. A New York Purchasing Managers survey found increased factory employment and generally stronger manufacturing activity in December. But Chicago Purchasing Managers revised their findings to show falling payrolls. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
The Fox Broadcast Network extended a midnight deadline by a few hours to continue talks with Time Warner Cable. Time Warner's carriage of Fox broadcast programming in some of the nation's largest cities is at risk of blackout if the two sides cannot agree on what Time Warner should pay to carry Fox. Fox says it would like $1 per month per subscriber. This is NPR News. Russia has announced that the first direct flights between Russia and Georgia since the 2008 war over South Ossetia will take place next week. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow.
The Russian Transport Ministry says Georgian Airways has permission to make charter flights between Tbilisi and Moscow on January 8th, 9th and 10th. There will also be flights between the Georgian capital and St. Petersburg. Holiday season used to see several flights a day for the large Georgian diaspora in Russia before Airlinks was suspended in 2006 over a spy scandal. Flights resumed in March 2008 but were halted again 5 months later by the war over the breakaway Georgian Republic of South Ossetia. Russia and Georgia broke off diplomatic relations after the conflict, but the flights and last week's agreement to open a land border crossing in the spring suggest a rapprochement is occurring despite the still sometimes fierce rhetoric from the two countries' leaders. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Charges against five guards from the security firm once known as Blackwater were dropped on New Year's Eve. A federal judge told prosecutors they built their cases with inadmissible evidence. The five, charged with manslaughter and other counts, were accused of massacring 17 Iraqi civilians in a busy intersection in 2007. The attack, the details of which remain unclear, galvanized anti-American sentiment in the country. The judge said the men's confessions were inadmissible because they were given to State Department investigators who threatened to have the men fired if they didn't cooperate. A sixth defendant has pleaded guilty and was not considered in the decision. The Treasury Department says it has injected a total of $29 million into 10 banks. They are the last to receive investments as part of a taxpayer bailout. I'm John Stempen, NPR News from Washington.